The FIFA indictments triggered cries of outrage against the U.S. Justice Department.
America believes that they have some divine right. It's
clearly a new attempt to spread its jurisdiction to other countries.
But for U.S. legal scholars, an indictment boils down to two questions. Was a crime committed on U.S. soil? Secondly, is there a basis for personal jurisdiction over the individual or individuals involved?
It's not unlike someone who stands on U.S. soil and intentionally fires a weapon to murder someone in a foreign country and succeeds. It's true that the dead body is in the foreign country, but the act that was the crime and the intent all happened in the U.S. The crime happened here.
Arlen says this type of case involving bribes paid through U.S. financial institutions is not uncharted territory for the United States. She says the Justice Department has aggressively pursued both foreign and domestic bribery for more than a decade, including the Salt Lake City Olympic Committee scandal of 1998, involving bribes for the rights to host the 2002 Winter Games.
That's a long list.
Alexandra Rage, an expert in anti-corruption compliance, was a member of FIFA's Independent Governance Committee until she resigned in 2013. She tells VOA why she believes a culture of bribes and kickbacks has persisted at FIFA for so long.
When you have this closed circle with no independent oversight, no independent board members like corporations and others have now, I think it's really easy to have this mentality that it's just going to be business as usual, and that's gone on for a long time at FIFA.
Rage says that if FIFA truly wanted to reform itself, it would have done so by now.
What happens instead is that Blatter talks about reform at intervals whenever the pressure builds, and then it fades back again into the background.
Sepp Blatter, who has served as FIFA's president since 1998, remains under investigation. He has agreed to step down once his successor is named, but continues to maintain his innocence. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.